The actual rescuing lasted a fortnight. We had letters from people who said, we've just gone off and left our cats, and we were allowed to break, you know, reasonably break in, get windows open somehow to get them out. And all the animals that were rescued were taken up to London and various places, and then afterwards they did ask me if I would try and organise places where the animals could go to. And I used one at my home as an office, and someone else did as well. And then people came along, gave a description of their animals, and we tried to match them up as best we could.
A few tearful reunions.
Oh, yes. And a few tears when they found that their animals were never found, or they'd been found dead.
Any cases of animals who couldn't find an owner again?
Oh, yes, a few, and we were able to rehome them.
Overriding memories of that time, what would they be?
Well, the marvellous way that everybody behaved, really. I mean, there was never any panic at all. You know, you just can't imagine it. But I always say now that whatever happens, if you live through the flood, you could live through anything.